Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. Today, Pennsylvania joins another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over an environmental rollback. And if you've been to a medical facility lately, you might find yourself wondering, just what is a facility fee? We'll learn more from hospitals in State College. It's Thursday, March 26th. Let's get into it. We'll start with that lawsuit. Pennsylvania has joined a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over a major environmental rollback. In February, the EPA reversed its longstanding finding that it can regulate greenhouse gas emissions. As Susan Phillips reports for WVIA, the move overturns the basis for federal climate action.
Known as the endangerment finding, it allowed the EPA to regulate carbon dioxide and methane emissions, along with four other climate warming gases. The resulting rules based on the finding curb pollution from cars, trucks, power plants, and oil and gas wells. Shapiro joined 23 other states in filing the lawsuit. His office says the repeal flies in the face of both science and law. A spokesperson for the EPA says the plaintiffs are, quote, clearly motivated by politics. The U.S. is the world's second largest emitter of greenhouse gases.
That was Susan Phillips reporting. Looking to Philly now. Drexel University plans to launch a three-year medical school as an alternative option to its four-year program. Leaders hope the shorter pathway can help students save money and bring more doctors to the workforce faster. Nicole Leonard has the details for WVIA.
Some universities across the country already offer three-year medical schools, but Drexel's program will be the first in Philadelphia. The new option targets students who want to go into primary care, pediatrics, and other specialties with physician shortages. Vice Dean for Educational Affairs, Dr. Leon McCray, says this model of medical education does not lessen the rigor of training.
I want to be clear that no one's trying to microwave medical school. You know, slow and steady still wins the race. I think it is, though, that there are ultimately multiple modalities and ways to get that done.
The project is in an early phase of development and is being supported with money from the Independence Blue Cross Foundation.
Thanks to Nicole Leonard for that story. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Eyde to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. So last June, our colleagues at WPSU reported on public outcry surrounding the increased use of facility fees at Geisinger outpatient clinics in the State College area. Since then, more than 20 people have reached out to the newsroom with their experiences and many remaining questions. This is part of a three-part series looking into what a facility fee is, why hospitals charge them, and what's being done at the state level to protect people against surprise bills from facility fees. Today, Sydney Roach introduces what a facility fee is by sharing your stories.
Beth Phillips uses a CPAP machine to help her breathe while sleeping. She started to have new sleeping problems a few months ago, so she went to see an insomnia specialist at Geisinger Healthplex State College, also known as Geisinger Grays Woods.
I paid the bill, my co-pay, and left. A couple days later, I got an email notification saying that I owed $205.
Phillips says she thought the charge was a mistake. She called Geisinger's billing department and asked about the fee, since there was no name or explanation for the charge.
They could not figure out why that was on my, why I was being charged that. We don't know what that's about. You need to call, you know, your health insurance company. So I called the health insurance company and she's like, yeah, that's a facilities fee. I'm like, what are you talking about, a facilities fee?
Allison Hoffman researches healthcare law and policy at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. She says there are two kinds of fees medical providers can charge.
The first one is called a professional fee, and that's what the doctor charges for their time in seeing you. The facility fee is the charge from the hospital for the facility, for the hospital or the surgical center, for all the overhead costs, for the, you know, the space, for the people who work there, for the maintenance, all of those kinds of pieces that are apart from the people who are providing the care for you.
Hoffman says those facility fees are common at hospitals, but outpatient clinics can also charge them if they're affiliated with a hospital and meet certain state requirements. Some requirements include privacy barriers, larger hallway sizes, and certain accreditations for staff. Geisinger says they made significant investments in Scenery Park and the Healthplex at Grays Woods to improve access to specialty care and to add technology normally only available in hospitals. The Pennsylvania Department of Health has designated them outpatient clinics of the Geisinger Lewistown Hospital, and they can now charge facility fees. The cost of the fee doesn't seem to be consistent. On average, the facility fees people have reported at WPSU have been between $200 and $350. The highest amount we heard is from Siwing Yu, a Bellefonte resident who recently got an allergy test at Geisinger Scenery Park.
So my charge comes down to $1,711, and I don't know what to do about it. To pay, or do I call and ask them to lower it? And if so, like, is that just arbitrary for them to lower it or not? I don't really know.
Yu says that charge is after her insurance covered more than $10,000 in facility fees. She says she doesn't understand why the amount is so high, considering her appointment was for what she thought was a routine allergy test.
So what did you think when you got that bill?
I was like, what? Like, how could it cost that much to do a test that took like 10 seconds?
Yu says she called Geisinger to ask about the charge, and they told her the facility fee covers equipment costs and lab work processed at the hospital. The Geisinger employee in the billing department also told Yu that it's the patient's responsibility to ask about pricing before an appointment. Yu says that's too much responsibility to put on a patient's shoulders.
My preventative care is also at a Geisinger. I've never been hit with these fees from them before. So before I make my next just annual checkup, I'm wondering, should I look into this? Should I just not go get a checkup?
Other people have also told WPSU they're thinking about skipping medical appointments because of these unexpected bills. In an emailed statement to WPSU, a Geisinger spokesperson says there are no facility fees for primary care, family medicine, pediatrics, and behavioral health providers. Geisinger did not confirm whether facility fees will be charged for every specialist appointment or how the fees are calculated, and said the cost varies depending on individual insurance plans. Penn State says its health insurance covers facility fees in the sense that they count toward employees' deductibles, but employees still have to pay the charges out of pocket. Several people told WPSU they're planning to switch doctors, but Phillips says there might not be any escaping facility fees.
I just heard back from an elderly couple that both use sleep machines, CPAPs, and they said, we got all these charges, and we just switched to Mount Nittany. And I'm like, yeah, Mount Nittany's going to be doing it too, so be careful.
Several people told us they were charged facility fees around $300 for Mount Nittany pulmonologists. Mount Nittany confirmed to WPSU they do charge facility fees outside of hospitals for certain specialty care appointments, including wound care, sleep medicine, pain management, orthotics, and their radiology and laboratory services. Starting in May, Mount Nittany is moving to a new system that will allow patients to see appointment estimates online, including the facility fee, without having to request it. Health policy experts say hospital consolidations are happening more often and leading to more facility fees. In 2024, Danville-based Geisinger was acquired by Risant Health, a nonprofit subsidiary of Kaiser Permanente. At the time, hospital officials said the acquisition would improve affordability and allow Geisinger to invest more in cutting-edge technology. Patrick Keenan is the policy director for the Pennsylvania Health Access Network, a consumer advocacy organization. He says people are seeing facility fees nationwide.
Pennsylvania isn't alone. I mean, this is something that we're seeing, you know, in states across the country.
Keenan says it's difficult to track the use of facility fees in Pennsylvania.
We don't know where this problem is happening, how frequently it's happening, how much or how often it's happening. We can't answer the basic questions about it because, I mean, it really is that process that's just very opaque and not easy to understand and not clearly communicated to patients.
There are bills moving through the Pennsylvania House and Senate to force hospitals to have more transparent pricing. Some states have banned facility fees altogether. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great Friday Eve, everyone. I'll catch you next time, right here on Up to Date.